if you're a Bible student and know the Word of God, you know this chapter deals with the record of David and Goliath. And I want to start reading verse number 4, chapter 17. The Bible said in verse 4, "And there went out a champion out of the Philistines, out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. The staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and the spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him, and he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are you come unto out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants, and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. And when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons, and the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and the next unto him Abinadab, and then the 3rd Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. Notice, and the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. I'll stop reading there and have a word of prayer. Father, I can do nothing apart from the help of God, and I beg of you to anoint me and use me to preach to God's heaven's truth. May the Word of God have free course, and may it accomplish that what would please you. Help us to have confidence in that, knowing God, every good and perfect gift comes from heaven, knowing God, the Word of God is a gift, God. It's not earned, is something you gave us. And Lord, I pray and help me preach it in the power. Lord, help you men this morning across this country to preach in power. And God, bless this congregation with the touch of God. And Lord, we'll trust you and ask you now in Jesus' name, amen. I want to preach this morning, a little different twist to the message here, or the scripture reading that I've read, and you'll hear it. And this is just what God gave me, and I'm trying to preach it if God will help me. I want to preach on the giant of your heart. The giant of your heart. I want to look at Goliath this morning as a picture of your heart toward God in the natural man. When I look at this scripture, I look at some things about Goliath that we see like your heart and like my heart was toward God. First of all, we find the record here that this giant, Goliath, is an enemy of God. And the heart of man's an enemy of God. Mankind's not born with a good heart. He's born with a heart that's at enmity with God. He can't have a heart right with God unless God makes his heart right. And Goliath here stands big and tall. He's an enemy of God. He's defying the armies of God. And this morning, man's heart's alienated. A man's heart's an enemy of God. A man's heart's sinful and corrupt. A man's heart this morning cannot, my friend, be in friendship or reconciliation with God, because his heart is desperately wicked. He's an enemy of God with the demands of God. A man's heart can't come to the demands of God. The demands of God declares that a man must be righteous. That a man must know God and the pardon of sin. That a man must, my friend, be holy. morning. You must see that to be saved. You can't be saved unless you see your standing with God. Apart from God, you're an enemy of God. And Goliath's heart was an enemy of God. Number two, put this down. He was uncircumcised in his heart. He was an uncircumcised Philistine. Look in verse number 26. The Bible said, "And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" Number two, the giant of your heart is uncircumcised. The word uncircumcised means, my friend, that he don't have no covenant. He's outside the covenant. He's never made men, thank God, in the covenant. He's an uncircumcised Philistine. Circumcision was something that God made a covenant with Israel with. It is to cut it, the foreskin of the flesh. And that was a sign. That was a token. That was God's covenant with the nation of Israel. They had to circumcise that boy. 8 days. After 8 days, they circumcised him. And that was a mark within that boy that he was a Hebrew, that he was a covenant child. And we find here that Goliath, the giant, here's an uncircumcised Philistine. And that's a picture of an unsaved man. That's a picture of my friend, somebody outside the covenant. The covenant, thank God, is in the hands of God. God's the only one that can make an agreement and it stand true. He's the only one that can make a claim and it stand true. I can't promise you nothing, but God can. And listen, the covenant, my friend, this morning is in the hand of God. The circumcision was an act of responsibility by the Hebrews, but this man here was not given the covenant. He was outside the laws and the covenants of God. He was uncircumcised. And that's exactly the way a man's heart is. And a man's heart without God this morning is uncircumcised. It has no grace within it. It's completely against God. And the giant of your heart this morning, no matter how good you think you are, outside the covenant of God, you're lost. You're unsaved. Goliath was like his. He was of the Philistines, which is a type of the flesh. And that heart of Goliath, my friend, was against and uncircumcised. Circumcised toward God. So your heart's got to be made right by God. The covenant, the agreement, thank God's got to be between you and God. And it's between Christ, amen, and God, who accepts us in the beloved that makes me righteous before a holy God. So listen about you this morning. I'm preaching on the giant of your heart. Amen. The giant of your heart, number two, is uncircumcised and it has no hope. It's got an unsaved heart and it's not acceptable in the sight of God. Number three, put it down. Number three was the giant of this heart. Here was a defier of God. Notice what he said there. He said they defy the armies of the living God. The word defy means to rail or reproach or blaspheme. They speak evil against God. The poison of asp is upon their lips. They discredit the God of Israel. They discredit the God of this Bible. They'll go along with the God of this world. They'll go along of the God of religion. But they discredit the God of this Bible. And the God of this Bible is the God of Israel. Amen. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the only true and living God. Amen. I'll tell you, friend, they had false gods. And a heart that's lost, a heart that's unsaved, defies God. They my friend, disesteem God. They blaspheme God. They live in a day where God is just a byword. And their heart, the Bible says, evil communications. The Bible said evil speak and proceeds from the heart. They discredit God in their hearts. That's what the heart of you like this morning if you're lost. You defy God. Amen. That's what Goliath did. He kept defying God. He's a devil. Amen. That's right. He hates God. He defies God. And they say, well, I wonder why my family members don't want God. It's because they defy Him. It's because they've got an enmity in their heart. And they're uncircumcised. And they defy God. And they're evil speaking from the heart. And they defy the true God. They want their God. They made themselves God. The light was so big. My friend, he was a monk. Head and shoulders, he was big. I mean, even the Bible, my friend, talked about his size and the armor that this man possessed. And he thought that he could defy God. Hey, you might go against man, but you can't go against God this morning. Then I'll say this, number four, put her down. He wars against God. Now notice in verse 33, the Bible said, and Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. Here we find that Saul tells David that this giant is a man of war. This man, he's a man of war from his youth. It shows a picture of a man, my friend, warfaring against God. He don't want to give in. He's a warrior. The word champion there means this is our champion. This is our warrior. We're trusting in our champion Goliath. We're trusting in our warrior. Hey friend, I'm telling you this, the heart of mankind fights against God's truth. The heart of mankind despises the truth of God. A man the same loves the truth, but a heart that's got defying in it, and a man of war and fighting. What did God tell Paul? He said it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. What's he saying there? It's hard for you to kick against the will and the headship of Christ. The word prick there is an instrument they use to prick animals to get them to do what they needed them to do. And he said, it's hard for you to kick against the prick. God had his prick in him. Amen. And he said, you kick it against it, but it's hard for you to do. And what he's saying here in this scripture here is Goliath, this big giant, he's a man of war. He's been fighting all his life. And he's been fighting against the armies of God. He's defying God. He hates the God of Israel. He's uncircumcised. And if you want to open your heart up this morning to see where it stands, it'll show you the same thing, that there's something within you that's got resistance within you. That's got opposition. You see the word, my friend, resist means to oppose. If Brother Keith put up something and I want to oppose it, I'm going to resist it. I don't want it. Amen. That's where men are today in their own heart. They oppose God. There's young people sitting here on these pews and adults alike this morning that's got an opposition up. They resist anything God wants to do. And they're angry with God, and they defy God in their hearts. And they gotta come to where God says come. And the biggest thing they gotta do is get rid of themselves. But they think highly of themselves. And they opposing God. They're opposing truth. That's what Goliath did. He's a giant, friend. And he said, I will not. I oppose David. I oppose God. I oppose Israel. That's right. That's where you're at this morning, your heart. You better see it for what it is. There's an opposition. And you know why you resist the Holy Ghost? You know why you resist truth? It's because your heart's got a big old giant in it like that. Amen. That's right. Notice this here. I'm going to give you this. Number five about the giant of your heart. Number one was the enmity of your heart. Number two was the uncircumcising of your heart. Number three was the defying of your heart. Number four was the opposition of war against God in your heart. Number five is he disdained him. Look in verse, if you will, this morning, verse 42, what the Bible said. And the Bible said, and the Philistine. And the Philistine looked about and saw David, and he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. You know what he did? He disdained, he despised him. That's what the word disdain means. He despised David when he saw David coming in the name of the Lord. He despised the truth. He despised the right. He despised the servants of Christ. I've had people tell me after they got saved, and they said, "Boy, I didn't like you." You know why? Because of the message. It wasn't me they didn't like. It was the message that they didn't like. Hey, I've had people say, "Boy, I remember one old fellow I preached back in, this is a long time ago, back in late 80s. I preached a message somewhere on hell. And that fellow was in that meeting. And boy, God got a hold of him. And he got under conviction. And he said, after he got saved, he come and said, "I never liked to see you come in. I didn't like you. I didn't like what you had to say." You know why? Because he despised the truth. He didn't want it. Hey, I'm telling your heart this morning, says within you, "I don't want what he's saying. I don't want to hear I got to be saved. I don't want to hear how bad I am." Hey, friend, the only hope you got is going to tell you exactly where you at. And Goliath, my friend, he disdained David. He hated him. And I'm telling you, what a heart that don't know God hates God this morning. That's right. You either love him or hate him. You know, listen to me. God's not no middle-of-the-road God. We live in a day and time of all these groups of people in America. If it ain't the women's lib crowd, and I saw this the other day, and I thought, how stupid have we got in this country? Instead of putting men working on the sign, we got to put people working on the sign. Because we don't want to be recognized. We want to be recognized, in other words, of who we are in this country. I mean, we got a little self-interest group in women and the blacks and the Hispanics and now the sodomites. And you know what? You're the ones on the bottom end of the deal. Amen. But I'm telling you this. We're living in a day and hour where everybody wants their rights. They don't want no God to tell them what to do. And they hate any truth. And they don't want to see themselves for what they are. And it's sad. We live in a religious day. We live in a day where everybody's got their own rights and want their own rights. And if you're a certain pigmentation and you don't get it, then we'll call the NAACP in and they'll get it for us. Say what you want to us, God's truth. And I'm telling you what, this morning, we're sending a generation to hell. The culture of this country has backfired. It's went throughout, even gotten the churches of America. This ungodly culture, this wicked music, hey, this all these things is producing a defiance against God. It's rebellion, it's corrupt, it's sinful, it's witchcraft. And what's happened is there's a giant that's rose up in the generation now's heart that says we'll not have God. We're bigger than God is. We're greater than God is. We don't need the God of my grandpa and grandma. We'll be our own God. Put this one down this morning. You want me to show you your heart? Not only did it despise God. Notice this, number 6. Notice in verse 43 and 44, "And the Philistine said unto David, 'Am I a dog? Thou comest to me with staves.' And the Philistine cursed David by his gods." May I say something right now in this scripture right here? Can I tell you something? I don't care what the news media says. They're the wickedest bunch of people on the face of the earth. I don't have no time. I'm about ready to throw the newspaper out and forget it. Sometimes you want local news, but it's just a bunch of ungodly people.
Right.
And it ain't nothing but a bunch of discordant lies.
Yeah. That's right.
And that's what people want to read.
Yeah. You're right.
It's pitiful.
Yeah.
He cursed David by his gods. Can I tell you something this morning? I don't care what they say. And listen to me. I done said it again. I'll say it again. I'm not trying to be my friend disrespectful in the office of the President of the United States of America. But there's no president that's a Christian that honors all religions.
You're right. Right.
I don't care if his name's George W. Bush.
Right.
When you let Muslims and you let all these unscriptural religions get up and you call them the same God, I'm telling you what, you're a reprobate.
Right.
There ain't never been a man of God and a God-fearing nation, my friend, that done such stuff as that. I'm telling you, America was founded on principles from this Bible. And brother, they came here for the freedom of worship. And now we got it turned around, giving everybody else freedom. And locking the church up. And the government thinks they got power of the church. Praise God, we have to meet in the house. We'll meet. This is a church, and it cannot, the gates of hell shall not, will not prevail against it. This is a local church. It's born to give people into the headship of Christ. And I'll tell you this morning, praise God. Hey, the media might curse us. Amen. And brother, the world might curse us. And I'm about to tell you why. The same thing Goliath did. It's in people's heart. Verse 44, and the Philistines said to David, come to me and I'll give your flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Let me give you this. Number 6, you know what's in a man's heart? You want me to tell you the giant of your heart? Pride. He's called the champion. He's called the champion. Goliath's called the champion. That's what people really like in the heart. That self-promotion. That I'm it. I'm big. I mean, I'm my own man. I can do my own thing. Yeah, you can. They don't need God. He's big enough. Pride. Let me give you this. You know what's in a man's heart today? If you're lost, I'm going to tell you what's in your heart. You say all you want, but it's not that it is. I can handle it myself.
Yeah.
I don't need God. That's what Goliath said. I'll hang your flesh up and dry.
That's right. Yeah.
I've got the monopoly on this thing.
Yeah.
I don't care what Brother Hyde says. I don't care what the church say. I don't care what Mom and Daddy says. It really don't matter to me. I've seen other people. I mean, they don't go to the house of God. They don't believe in God. I've seen people like that. What you've done, you've built your own self up to be so big.
Right.
You're about to fall.
Yeah. Right.
And the pride of your heart is going to get you Saul. I mean, you take Goliath when he come out. Hey, he had all that armor on, friend, and he was 9'9". That's a big man. If you measure up the measurements of Goliath, he was a 9'9" giant. I mean, that's a big man. And what would you say if you saw a little old ruddy teenager come out? 9'9" and a little old young man looking up to a man like that. I'm going to tell you what, there has never been a man saved that wouldn't lower himself and humble himself from what he thinks he is.
All right. That's right.
And I'm going to give you this. I'm going to tell you the giant of your heart's pride. That's why you won't come pray at the altar today. That's why you won't get out of that seat and walk down here before this congregation and say, I'm a lost sinner, I'm going to hell, and I need God. It ain't the altar that saves you. It's God, but I'm going to tell you what, you'll have to do what He says. That's old pride in you. You say, I don't have a whole lot of pride. You're deceived. It's that giant of pride that's crept up in your heart, and you got pride, and you really don't think you're that bad, and you stand bigger than you say. But I'm telling you, friend, when you come down from your pride, you can be saved. I'll tell you that. Then number 7, verse 45, the Bible said, Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Number 7, put this down. Everything he tries to do is in the flesh and of natural strength. That's what's in your heart. There's no flesh that can ever conquer what God demands. There's no flesh, there's no, my friend, earthly abilities, physical strength, there's nothing within man that can ever attain what God's demands say attain. And therefore, you got to humble yourself to come to Christ who can save you. If you keep on trying to do it in the flesh and the strength of the flesh, you'll die in your sins every time. Can I give you something this morning? Folks, listen to me. I know some people think sometimes when they hear me to say the way I preach and what I preach, that preacher probably thinks he's the only one right. I do not think that, and I know that's not true. But I do know this. The majority today is wrong.
That's right. That's right.
You know why I know it? Because they're trying to get converts and trying to get people saved in the energy of the flesh.
Right.
And it don't work. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. And I'm going to tell you what, a man can stand tall in the pulpit and be called doctor and be called reverend and be called all kind of names and be a lost man. What kind of evidence do I have this morning to present truth to you from this Bible to tell you I'm not a hypocrite and I'm not a false and I'm not a fake and I'm a God-called preacher and I didn't come out to be big and I didn't come to make you say, make it think that I know something. That I didn't come out and look at somebody and say, I've got what I need. I'll tell you what, he's got what you need.
That's right.
And boy, wasn't it so good to my heart that when I was talking to a fellow the other day, and a good brother I feel, that was discouraged, and said, well, I just don't get a whole lot from the church. And he wasn't talking about this one in specific. That the answer to me to him was, you better quit looking for the church to give it to you, you better be looking for the Holy Ghost to give it to you.
That's right.
And you know what's in a man's heart this morning is his flesh and natural ability and try to attain something that'll never be attained, but him who humble himself and come to God in humility and come that way to God, he can be saved. Thank God, I tell you, God does resist the proud, but give grace unto the humble this morning. So he stands above all. He must be brought down and slain. Notice this, and I'm about through. Here's David out here facing this giant. That giant is too big. That giant is too smart. He's a man of war. He's big.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just the way your heart is. It's deceitful. It's bigger than what you think it is. It'll take you down if you don't get it up slain by God.
Amen.
Now listen to me. David comes out And here stands the giant. That's, my friend, that's a man of war. That's a champion. That's the way a man's heart is. It's against God. And that man, that giant, needs to be taken down. And whoever loses the battle has to submit to the other. And friend, I tell you this morning. David said, I come in the name of the Lord. So the giant's got to be slain. And David took 5 smooth stones and a shepherd bag with a sling in his hand. And thank God, faith in his heart.
Right.
And he took a smooth stone, put it in a sling, and when he slang it, that corrupts a lot of people's language, but that's the book. He slang
right.
It.
Jordan, right.
Read it.
Let's see.
I like that, don't you?
Amen.
I tell you, God even knocks the wise over the barrel, brother, in some of the things he says.
Right.
And he'll have to get a lesson in English.
That's right.
The Bible said, and David slain it.
Yeah. Right.
And the stone landed right in the forehead of Goliath and knocked him to the earth.
Right.
Yeah. And he went over and stood on the giant and took the giant's sword and cut his head off.
Right. Amen.
And he brought it back into town. Brought it to show the victory. There will always be evidence when the giant of pride is slain in your life.
Right, yeah.
Now let me give you this, and I'm through. You can't kill the giant.
That's right.
It's already been slain.
Right.
Jesus killed the giant at Calvary.
Amen, yeah.
There's 3 things Jesus slayed at Calvary. Number 1, he slayed sin. And that's the giant of a man's heart. When Jesus died on the cross, he paid for every sin. And my friend, he slayed sin on Calvary. And therefore a man can be saved. His heart can be made right by coming to Christ because he took care of sin on the cross. Number 2, and I will say this too. There's another one I didn't add. But the law was slain at Calvary. The ceremonial laws was put away. A man didn't have to abide in him no more because he's enough. Let me give you this. Sin, death was slain at Calvary. He slew death at Calvary. Death has no more dominion over a man. When Jesus died, he overcame death. And number 3, he slew separation. He slew hell. He has the keys of death and of hell. That's right. But it took Christ to slew the giant that's raging in your heart. Because listen to me this morning, I'm through. God's concerned about your soul. I'm telling you that right now. And your soul must be saved. To enter the kingdom of God. It's all taken care of by Jesus at Calvary. You say, what can I do to be saved? Present yourself. Quit fighting against Him. Admit what you are. And thank God He'll help you. But if you keep fighting against God, warring against God and truth, then you can't get no help. You'll only be slain yourself by sin and death. And it'll cost you your life. Who's the giant of your heart this morning? Is it Christ or is it self? There's no way Christ and self sit on the throne. There's either one or the other. Either Christ is on the throne or self is on the throne. Now you can come to God this morning right now. You can get up out of your seat right now. We don't have to have an invitation. God's the one that gives it. If you're lost and you want God, you want to admit what your heart is, you can come right now and get saved. You can get out of your pew right now and come bow before the Lord Jesus Christ if He's speaking to your heart. And all you do is come to Him. But you got to do it. Time's running out. Let's stand this morning. The giant of your heart. The giant of your heart. Never be taken care of unless God convicts you and shows you what you are and you come to Christ. You got to admit what you are. You got to admit what your heart is. It's deceitful, desperately wicked above all things. No need to fight. No need to war. It's time to submit and humiliate yourself before God. Come to Christ. Come to the Savior. Come. Would you come this morning? Would you come? Father, take your word. Use it as it would please you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Come to Him. The giant defied God. The heart of man defies God. It's got to be made right through Christ. Holy Ghost conviction brings a man to that place. Would you obey Him this morning and come to Him? Quit fighting in your heart. Come to Christ. Quit fighting. Yield. Submit. Come to the truth. Come to Christ. No matter who you are, your heart needs to bow before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May the power of His might be on your heart. Bring you to that place where you submit to Christ. Oh, what a great Savior. What a great Lord. What a great Master. What a great Lord. Savior. Brother Danny, have prayer this morning.
Heavenly Father, we do thank You for the message You spoke to our heart this morning. Oh, I want to say I thank You for saving me, God, for helping me down through the years. Father, I realize, Lord, that on what I might think to be my best day and my best effort, apart from You, is nothing but feeling proud.
Right.
Father, I thank You, though, God, that we can walk in the Spirit.
Praise God.
God, we can lean on Thee and follow Thee, obey Thee. God, trust You.
Come, sinner.
Touch our lives. That's what the church does. God, we know You'll do things and do them right.
Don't leave lost.
I thank You that we have You to lean on, God. We have You to look to in a time of need. Father, I pray, God, that we have no confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence in man apart from Thee. Father, we not trust, God, what we think we can do, God. But we would just, God, God, beg You and ask You for Your mercy and Your help, God. And God, just do what You put on our hearts to do, God. And trust You to know that that will work out right, God, if it be Your will.
Right.
Lord, we thank You, God, for the man that stood this morning. We thank You for the truth. God, You put in his heart, God, that You anointed him to preach.
Help
God,
us, Lord.
Thank You for the help, God, that You give our hearts this morning. Father, we pray, God, that what's been preached, God, Father, would be like a hammer, God, bringing conviction.
Yeah.
The hearts of sinners.
Yeah.
Father, that they choked their pride, Lord, that they, God, that they look to Thee, God, that they run to Christ, God, and beg for mercy, God, and look to be
praise praised, God.
God, we ask You please to do that for them, God. God, open their blinded eyes.
Please.
They might see the truth and see that God, that they might desire in their heart to know Christ. God, that we might rejoice, God, in what you do. Father, we certainly pray, God, now that you, Father, that you would continue to move and work within the church, God. Father, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you for being mindful of us, Lord. God, and meeting with us, God, and giving us what we need, Father, for all that you do. We love you for it this morning, and we thank you. Praise you in Christ.
There was a time when the sword of the Spirit slew your heart. It cut off that old life. And thank God brought new. The sword of the Spirit had to slew you. Had to thank God cut you. They were pricked in their heart. How many of y'all say this morning that only God knows? If you're not saved, my prayer is that you come to Him who can save. I will tell you this and I'm through. There's a lot of things creep up in a person's life. It gets bigger. And if you don't get the sword of the Word of God on it, it'll become a big giant in your heart. And you'll look at it as being big. But it's bigger than what you really realize. I've seen people down through the years be killed by the giant of sin. May the Holy Ghost help us. Dear sinner friend, today's the day of salvation. Now or never. If you'll come to Christ, He'll do the rest. In fact, He does it all. You don't do nothing. You just present yourself. In your heart, you admit that. Appreciate you being in the house of the Lord. Remember.